Earfalls, aunt. Less than ideal weather forced events indoors, but didn't stop the show as the town of Earfalls held its second annual fall festival over the weekend. Due to the predicted rain, all events were moved inside to the Legion and the Recreation Center. Festivities kicked off with the Earfalls Lions Club mini bingo fundraiser at the Legion on Thursday, followed by a pig roast the following day. Saturday started with a free family breakfast at the Whispering Pines Senior Center. A small business market followed at the Earfalls Legion. The Earfalls Chapel also hosted a vacation Bible school during the morning. Earfalls Economic Development Officer Michelle Hiscox reported strong turnout and thanked those who helped out. "We couldn't have done it without the support of our volunteers," she said. "We definitely had into the hundreds of people attending." Bouncy houses and a Velcro wall were set up at the Recreation Center, and a preserves contest was put on by the Earfalls Public Library, while the Earfalls firefighters held a fundraising barbecue. New to the event this year was an archery range set up by CanShield Training and Outdoor Inc., a new company specializing in outdoor skills training that attended from Sioux Lookout. "Archery went really well. We got great feedback about the new event," said Hiscox. A scarecrow building contest, with materials supplied by Cahooters Pit Stop, proved popular, with spots filled within a week of registration opening. All 32 available spots were filled. Winners will be announced on the Earfalls Township's Facebook page on Tuesday. "We saw lots of participation in the contest, from businesses, individuals, groups and families," said Hiscox. Capping off the festival, the Legion hosted a karaoke night that left attendees and organizers looking forward to next year's event. "It was great to see the community come out and enjoy everything," said Hiscox. "We can't wait to do it again."